on this. Rules committee, come back to order.
I would so move. You would move this at the right time, but instead of, that's on it before us.
Be offered in the second. Discussion?
Mr. Chairman, kind of to it, I think it's the right decision for the time. And one of the things that I'm thinking about as I look at the language is MMB is going to come back with a recommendation whether this should be continued in April. And if, by the looks of all the departments that are taking it, I would guess that they're going to come back and say, well, there were savings in this for the state as some of these agencies downsize their staff. I think if we don't do it now, we're going to be in a position where if they come back and recommend that it gets done in April, how do we then execute it? And if we do, we've treated this small group of people that are leaving now differently than the ones that we offer it to next year. Because we may well want to do this if MMB comes back and can show us the kind of savings. Because long term, I think there will be savings. But I do think the analysis that it may take a year and a half to see savings is maybe true. But so I'm just kind of thinking as we make decisions here in during the end of the session that we don't treat this group of people different from how maybe the next this next session might play out. So I want to speak in support of the Metzen motion.
Mr. Watson?
Mr. Chairman, so the motion would be that the Senate provide the retirement incentive authorized by laws 2010, chapter 337.
Okay, further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Motion is adopted. Are there any other matters that the members, I want to two things. One is I want to thank Senator Centrum for the courtesies he's provided in the last couple of years as we've worked together. It's been a pleasure. Mr. Wolf and then Mr. Sheehan were just absolutely fabulous to work with. Very much appreciate that, as Ms. Elkin Kellum does also. And I also want to thank members of the committee. There's been good attendance in the last few years of this committee, and I think people have been as thoughtful, and we've tried to be as consensus-oriented as possible. And then I absolutely want to thank Mr. Watson, who we now all know is leaving the Senate. And I think you've served under 5 or 6 majority leaders. Not that many.
Let's see. Holmquist, Coleman, Moe, Ottinger, Dean Johnson, Pogamo. That would be 6.
5 or 6 was pretty close. Yeah.
God, they said you'd never last.
How many presidents of the Senate?
Well, it would be Rudy Perpich, Alec Olson, Ed Garrity, Jack Davies, Jerry Hughes, Alan Speer, Don Samuelson.
I forgot the last one.
Anybody between you and Samuelson?
No.
And Jim Metzen.
We can do this for a while. Chairman of the Finance.
Okay.
Don Sinclair.
So oh, that's
okay. So I just.
President of the United States.
Henry Sibley. Different conference.
Okay, so Mr. Watson, thank you so much for your service to the Senate, and really appreciate it.
I have enjoyed almost every minute of it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I've served on the Senate Finance Committee since 1983, so I've sat somewhere around the table, Mr. Watson. I too would like to thank you for all the amendments he's drafted for me and
offered and not offered,
and suggestions and information he's provided to me about the finances of the state. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Well, for making thank yous, Peter has been counsel to either my division or the full committee, with just the exception of a couple of years. So, whatever work I've done, it's Peter's fault.
Sarah Olson.
Well, Mr. Chair, I have to acknowledge the good job he does because he's also a constituent of mine.
Huh? Is he one of those pain in the neck constituents?
Heavens no.
Okay, Senator Berglund, you wanted to say something?
Well, I just wanted to express concern. I've been hearing that positions in the Senate that traditionally have been nonpartisan are potentially going to be filled by partisan people. And I just want to say I think that's a dangerous direction for the Senate to be moving.
And finally, I want to congratulate Senator Koch. Thank her for the transition period here. I think you made some wise decisions so far, I think, in terms of the committee structure and so forth. And it will be an honor to have the opportunity to support you. There's some historical significance to that when you take over the majority of the rules. So welcome and good luck. And I hope you find it both enjoyable and I know you find it challenging, but I hope you find it rewarding and enjoyable. So, meeting is adjourned.